Well, we're going to talk more Relay for Life, the Cass County version of the Relay for Life here this morning. We've got a couple of guests joining us this morning. Joyce Weezer and Jenny Williams join us, and they are helping to kind of coordinate the whole survivor portion of the Relay for Life. Ladies, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate that. Joyce, I want to ask you a little bit. You've done this before, correct,
yes,
in helping to chair this? Fourth year. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the effort and things. What's the hardest part about coordinating the survivor portion of Relay for Life for you?
I think our most difficult part is to just get the names of survivors out there. With HIPAA and confidentiality, we don't just have those records available to us. So we can only rely on word of mouth or friends calling and giving names and addresses. And so we hate to hear of someone after the event and know that we've left them out. And so that's why this year we're not doing the RSVP. We're just inviting all people who are survivors of cancer to come and join us for the Relay for Life.
And the Relay for Life coming up on Friday, June 20th. So there is still time if you are a survivor and would like to be involved in that. They just make a phone call or just show up that night?
Just show up, absolutely. We always order extra food. We always order extra T-shirts. The survivor portion of the evening starts at 4:30, and that is registration at the high school. And then from 5 to 6, we have a special celebration just for those who have been down this journey, who are battling now or who have in the past. And we have a special meal and a little program. They get their purple shirts to put on. We'll have some other little fun things to give them this year. And then at 6 o'clock, we head out to the track. And then the survivors start off the event with the survivor lap first. And so we will do that at 6 o'clock.
Well, it's a lot to get organized. And Jenny, you're into this for the first time, helping Joyce out. Eyes get opened real fast when you see everything involved.
Yes, there is a lot involved to it. And Joyce had asked me, my mom is a survivor of cancer. And Joyce was such a strong support for me when we were going through the cancer, so I couldn't say no to her. So I'm learning the ropes this year, and hopefully I can be of some help. And you know, like Joyce said, if you haven't received a letter, please come anyway. We'd love to see a large number of survivors out there. You know, it's really important to support the survivors in this. You know, even though they've survived cancer, there's still things that they're maybe struggling with, and it's fun to get the survivors together because they can support one another, you know, even after this is over.
I think that's really one of the things about that that's so striking is that it is kind of like a sorority or a fraternity. There's that bond between not just the people who have gone through it themselves and survived cancer, but the family members that surround those folks, too, where you are.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of a club, I say, that you don't really want to belong to. But I think it's important. The support that you get when you're going through cancer after is so huge, not only for the survivor, but also the family. The family goes through the struggle with you, and it's a journey.
It's a journey that no one wants to take,
yes,
but they've survived that journey. And Joyce, I know why you got involved. How special is this for you?
Very special. I actually am a trained mammographer. And so for years, I kind of thought that my job was to help fight breast cancer just on that journey. And then almost 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer myself. And so that also really geared me up in wanting to be part of this event to fight cancer. I lost a mother and a brother to cancer. And so it's something I would just really like to be seen gone from the world. But other than that, I really just think the support, you know, I think... until you go through this journey and have to do this, you don't realize how important the support is for that strength that helps you fight.
What response do you get back, not just from the survivors, but others who are there on the night of Relay for Life from all the activities involving the cancer survivors?
It's an amazing event. If you've never been there, it just truly is amazing. It's uplifting. It's touching. You know, when you come and you watch the survivors, you know, and many of them are pushed in wheelchairs. Many of them... we have two young gals coming this year that are 5, to those that are, you know, quite old. You know, some have had cancer for 50 years, some are just starting their journey now. It's just an amazing sight, and it's really kind of humbling to also see how many people there are who've been touched by cancer. You don't realize how much there is in our community until you see this many people in purple walking on the track.
You know what's great, though, is that there still are this many cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. Not that they were afflicted in the first place, but you don't have to go back too many decades where it was almost a death sentence.
That's very true. And that is one of our parts of it is we say we're celebrating more birthdays. And that is the fact is that, you know, they say that if we keep ourselves healthier and go to the doctor regularly, you know, that pretty much every individual will have cancer. It's finding it early and fighting it and beating it and being able to talk about it later that is really what we want to celebrate.
Yeah. How important is it for cancer survivors to be able to network like this? Is that a big part of the ongoing process?
For me, it definitely was. I think it depends on the person individually, how open they are, how private they are, and also can depend on maybe what type of cancer they have if they want to talk about it. But I think for those people who are just starting, it's great comfort to them, and you are the only people that they can talk to who are going to understand what they're about to do, where they're going, the advice you can give them, the support you can give them is priceless.
Jenny, as a first-timer helping out with this effort, what's been the most eye-opening part for you?
When I saw the survivor cancer list, there were so many people on that list that I had no idea had cancer, and that surprised me. You know, I think there are people like Joyce who are not afraid to talk about it, but there are people that don't want people to know, and it just surprised me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And that's exactly the point. People are going to sit there on that night and watch that survivor lap, and they're going to be shocked and talking about, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so much of that happens. But you treat them very special on that night. I know you have a lot of different activities and things for them. What all should they expect then? You kind of talked about that up front, some of the activities and things, but there's a dinner then too?
Yes, they'll have a dinner that's donated by Hy-Vee, so it's very generous of Hy-Vee. They'll get a T-shirt, a purple shirt, which only survivors wear purple. We have some beads. There's a special pin that you get every year with the year on it for surviving. So as you collect those, you can kind of see how you've accomplished your years, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to collect those. There's also some other little trinkets that they'll get. Besides an awful lot of love and recognition and applause, their name will be read and how many years they've survived cancer as we walk. And so it's great recognition.
Okay. And do you have some that are honorary kind of leaders in this effort then too?
Yes, each year we try to just select randomly. We try to kind of go in different communities or just, you know, different ages, things like that. We kind of take a different approach each year. But we have a group of honorary survivors that will come, and they actually carry the banner and start the walk-off. And so this year we have four honorary survivors. We have Miss Super Riley Slauson from Atlantic here. We have Donna Green from Atlantic. We have Brenda Brown from Atlantic, Tammy Wiedemann from Atlantic, and we have Jenny Porter from Exira.
Oh, very good. And they're all happy to step out and be people that will stand out in front and lead things out?
Yes, we usually have to make a few phone calls to make sure we can find. There's those who want, you know, to be right in the front and those that don't. But, it's just a little special recognition. There's no extra duty for them except carrying the banner. But it's just nice to have that little extra pat on the back to say we're really glad you're still here to celebrate with us.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I know one of the other parts that's so special in the night is usually the luminary time. And that can be done in two different ways, in honor of or in memory of. Do you still have a lot of folks that are doing that? Is there still time to purchase those?
Yes, those can be purchased ahead of time, or they can be purchased that night.
Okay.
They're the white bag that are weighted down. Like you said, they're in honor of if it's someone who is with us and in memory of if they are no longer with us. We have markers and things available if there's, you know, some way you'd like to decorate your bag that individual, you know, it shows their characteristics or their interests, things like that. We have some bags that will be pre-decorated and you could choose one if you like that also. It's kind of fun as you walk the track to see the artwork, to see the names. Again, it's a great way to remember people and honor people.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's a rallying point for Relay for Life, I suppose the survivor part of it would be the rallying point, and that's one thing that people tend to focus on. Jenny, will folks be able to find you folks then that night if they come in and want to make those special donations or do something? Maybe they're a survivor that didn't contact you ahead of time, but they want to be a part of that. How would they find you?
You can call me at Lindemann Tractor. Or call Joyce. She works at CAS. We will be there. We will have blue T-shirts on. So anybody on the committee will have blue T-shirts. You can ask us anything. Just show up. That's what we want. We'd like to see as many people out there that we can and show support for this. Raise some money to solve this terrible cancer.
You bet. Very good. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of things planned and it takes a lot of effort to put all this stuff together. I know folks do appreciate that. Do you get some help from some other folks or is it just the two of you working on all this?
Oh, no. We have a lot of help. For the last few years, I've had Eleanor Hoover come out and she helps hand out my t-shirts and pins along with my daughter. And this year, Jenny's daughter, Maddie's going to be helping. So that's great help because, you know, as you have, you know, 200-300 people coming in to register for the dinner, it can get very hectic, you know, and if the heat and standing in line, things like that. So we try to get them through as quickly as we can.
Well, hopefully the weather will be great. It'll be a wonderful night, and folks will have a great time and get themselves educated a little bit, too. You know, it's one thing to have survivors because people are finding this earlier. But the reason they're doing that is because a lot of the educational efforts that have been done through Relay for Life and other times of the year, too. So all that stuff kind of ties together. It's all very important.
Yes, there is actually an area out on the field that's an educational tent and has a lot of information about just your health in general. So that's a great thing. And we just like to invite everyone, whether you're a survivor, whether you're a family member, to just come out and enjoy the evening and support these people. You know, you don't have to be on a team. You don't have to make a donation. There's no entrance fee. Just come out and just enjoy a beautiful evening. Enjoy the entertainment. And it's just a great way to spend time with people in the community.
You bet. That's Friday night, June 20th at the Atlantic High School Track Complex. Joyce, Jenny, thanks so much for your time and your efforts in helping to coordinate all this. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.